Blog Talk Radio.
You know very well who you are. Don't let them hold you down. Reach for the stars. You had a goal, but not that many. 'Cause you're the only one I'll give you good today.
Wednesday night. So you know what that means. That means it's time to get it right. Uh-oh, get it right, get it right. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show tonight. This is LL Sports 2 with TJ, and I am your host, TJ, where we are a sports show for everyone, but we do cater to the novice female sports fans because we are in the business to try to help the ladies, okay, with the fundamentals of baseball, basketball, and football. All right, we do come to you each and every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There are several ways that you can join the show. One, pick up your telephone and dial 347-826-7924. You can go on to blogtalkradio.com/LLSports2, and you can also find us on Facebook Live, Tina D. Jackson. Okay, don't forget to follow the show. Again, go to that homepage, blogtalkradio.com/LLSports2. That is the number 2. You have to click on the follow link. Most importantly, make sure to activate your email. Otherwise, your name and number will not be counted. And then you can also find us in iTunes, all right? Just go to your iTunes account, type in LLSports2 with TJ, and click subscribe. And then on Facebook, it's the big S word. You know it. Share. Share the show. Share the show. Okay? That's all we ask for you to do, and sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride for 2 hours. Okay. Ooh, it is NBA playoffs, and they are fantastic tonight. Kicked off with it's the Grizzlies and the Lakers. They are on now, as well as screen went down. The Heat and Milwaukee. Later on tonight, it'll be the Nuggets and the Timberwolves. So a lot of excellent basketball being played each and every night. Of course, you know, we are going to dive into it. A lot of injuries, too. Well, I don't want to say a lot, but significant injuries, let's say it like that. And, of course, just a lot of storylines going on in the NBA, and, you know, we'll get to all of that. Let's see, no show next week, okay? We will return May the 3rd, but next Wednesday, just a very important meeting that myself and my mother, Denise Green, that we must be in attendance to. So, you know, y'all just make sure you keep us lifted up in prayer. We are doing, you know, just big things happening. And we're trying to make happen. So, just again, keep us lifted in prayer, but no show next week because this is a must attend conference call for us. So, May 3rd, we shall return. What else is on my mind tonight? There was something, but I guess it wasn't too important. Oh, Ghost. Power Book 2. If you are not watching it, you are truly missing out on a treat. That's all I'm going to say. You have to get caught up. I suggest you get caught up from season 1. I believe this is, what, season 3 now. It's only 10 episodes in each season, so you can get caught up. Snowfall, it is about to end its series finale, so that series is about to go away. It's ending, and I believe it's 2 episodes left tonight and then next week. But yeah, if you are not checking out Ghost, Power, Book 2, woo, you are missing out. So I had to bring the original. Well, we'll talk about it when it comes break time. But anyway, so let's go ahead and see what is on the rundown for tonight. First round of the NBA playoffs, as I just said, they are fantastic. Draymond Green suspension, inbounds or out of bounds, you know, we will talk about that. Moving to some football news, DeMar Hamlin cleared to return. What are your thoughts on that? Oh, can't wait to get into that as well. Of course, NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball news and notes, Wednesday Wikipedia, Lucinda's lyrics, TJ's motivational moment. You already know what it is. It's Wednesday night, so it's a jam-packed show for you. Why? Because that's what we do on LL Sports 2. Uh-oh, I feel like that commercial with Snoop Dogg and oh, okay, let's do it. Well, we're going to go ahead and jump into our first break. The breaks tonight, absolutely no rhyme, no reason, just some good music. Hopefully you enjoy because it is music that I enjoy. And, yes, it's all old school. So how can you not enjoy it? What? All right, so we will go ahead and jump into our first break, and then on the outside of that, we'll bring in the ladies to talk some basketball. Oh. A little off tonight. I'm parched. Stop it now. You know what time it is. It's the Ladies of Sports, LL Sports 2 with TJ.
Thank you.
is a classic right there. 347-826-7924. That's the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight on LL Sports 2. Which way is up? I was asking, does anybody know what movie that's from? And if you don't know, then I'm just going to need for you to hit Google, okay, because it's pretty self-explanatory. Also self-explanatory is that this is a ladies show. It's a ladies sports show, which means I need to bring in the ladies in order to talk some sports. Okay, so let's go ahead and do what we need to do to get LL Sports 2 in the groove. Oh, yes, it is the triple threat in the house tonight. Aunt Lou and Janelle, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Aunt Lou? Uh-oh. Are you on mute? Okay, I think she's talking, but maybe phone.
Hello?
Issue. Yes,
can you
there
hear
we
me?
Go.
What's up, girls? Good evening, ladies.
Good
What's
evening.
Up,
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you girls as well.
Yes, indeed. Shout out to everybody tuning in on Facebook Live. I see in the house Von Harris, James Brown. Thank y'all so much. My Uncle James in the house. Dale, what's going on with you? My Auntie Karen in the house. Rashad, what's up? I see my Auntie Kim. Chi-Town always representing you. You already know Denise Green holding down that timeline. All right, ladies. So tonight we have three games picking back up, the Bucks and Heat, the Timberwolves and the Nuggets, and Grizzlies and the Lakers. So let's go ahead. We'll get into just a recap of all of these series here. You know, let's get some music together. You know, I love me a good bed to talk over this. Oh, they're playing basketball, y'all. All right. Let's go ahead and kick it in the East. So, Bucks, number one Bucks, against the number eight. So, the Heat took that one, 131-16. Butler had an excellent game. 35 points, 5 rebounds, 11 assists. Adebayo, 20 points, 9 rebounds. Kevin Love, 8 points, 8 rebounds. Pro only had 12 points, also left in the second quarter, which is out. For the remainder of for Milwaukee, Chris Middleton did what he could, 30 points. Bobby Portis, 21 points. Drew Holiday, a pretty pedestrian day, 4 points, rebounds. He news coming out of game one for that series, Giannis Tupo, only played 11 minutes, and that was due to leaving in the first quarter with a lower back MRI for clean. That is good news. Bad news is was ruled out for tonight's game. So they play, actually they're playing tonight. So we won't talk about any scores, or we'll definitely give the disclaimer there. But ladies, I'm going to go ahead and talk about the series, you know, as we, you know, as I'm giving the stats and stuff. So the one thing that we were hoping didn't happen, you know, key injuries to these teams in the first round. And we talked about it. You know, Milwaukee just too good in that number one spot. I am convinced. I just, you know, they really need to not play for the number one spot going forward. I don't know if they know it, but I might need to send them an email. I don't know. But, ladies, just your thoughts on if you want to talk about game one or just overall thoughts on the injury to Antetokounmpo. And Lou, we'll have you pick that one off.
I think it's – can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Girl, I think it's exciting what I've seen, but I haven't really just buckled down and start watching the playoffs. But I got to get in it. You know, I'm going to have to start doing that. But I've been a little busy. So.
I totally understand that. Were you aware that Giannis was hurt, that he had got injured and was now out?
Yeah, I heard Giannis and all – it's about three of them that are hurt right now.
Right.
Giannis and – I think I read it somewhere. There's a couple of the main players that were hurt, injured. So
yeah.
It's gonna happen. It's you know it's bound to happen.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think that just going to advantage Heat with Giannis being out, or think Milwaukee still put out first round?
I hope that aren't they playing the Warriors? They're not, right? Who's playing the Warriors? That's the team. I really don't want the Kings to beat the Warriors, but right now it's looking pretty bleak. But I think with him being out, they might not make it.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay. Nail, what are your thoughts on game one, if you want to talk about that, or definitely the injury to Giannis? They're not saying that he's going to be ruled out for the whole series, so that's the good news. But, again, he is ruled out for tonight.
Honestly, it worries me only because the Heat is a team that knows how to take advantage of your weakness.
Yeah.
And it's one of those situations where, especially like this, is when Jimmy Butler turns it on. And that's exactly what happened in game one. And I'm just nervous that although Giannis is not ruled out for the series, if the Heat get up too far, it's going to be a problem with them trying to come back. That's what I'm worried about. The one thing that you don't ever want to do is crack a window in front of the Heat, because they're going to bust it wide open.
Yeah. Indeed. Shout out to everybody tuning in on Facebook. Happy belated birthday, Rashad. So you said it was the last Saturday. That's the 15th, right? If it is, that's my grandmother's birthday. She turned 96. Shout out to Brandon Best. I see you in the house. Brandon T. Best, thank you. Marvin Chambers in the house. Rashad, thank y'all so much for tuning into the show tonight. We are definitely talking NBA recap of round one. If you see me looking over to the left, that's because I do have the game on. I will not give out any scores unless I do a countdown. I try to be respectful for those who are recording the game. And needless to say, I can't see the score anyway, you know. I just look young. Stop it now. But anyway, one thing you cannot do is give the Heat momentum. Now, the Heat beat them 130-117. I was a little shocked at how it seemed like Milwaukee didn't bounce back once Giannis went out. They played with him, I want to say, at least about 10 to 12 games this season. So the fact that they kind of faltered that bad in game one and at home, that was a little concerning to me. But, you know, all you got to do is rally the troops. I do believe that Coach Budenholzer, he knows how to get his team, you know, ready to play. And I'm sure that they knew going into tonight. I know that it was just a game-time decision to let us know if Giannis was going to be playing. But I'm sure the team, you know, they knew and were preparing as such to not have him in the lineup. But I'm not watching that game. I'm actually watching, like I said, Memphis and the Lakers. So, but you're right. I don't see Miami having the outpouring of offense two games in a row, but like you said, Janelle, you let Jimmy Butler get hot and anything's bound to happen. So, but are you concerned for Milwaukee? Do you think they could still get out of the first round with a injured?
I only have concern because of the fact that I don't know why. I don't know why the coach is not using Giannis's brother or Dragic, or I mean, he's not playing people that should be playing people that actually have the ability to pick up the slack when Giannis is out. So I'm just not sure what the purpose is behind that. What my hope is that tonight we'll see a change, and because I know that a couple of these people are not hurt, so I'm not sure why he wasn't playing. So I don't know if the coach can put his head in the game and actually use the players that he has. I think they'll be okay, because clearly with that last game, I think that everybody was probably stunned because of the fact that Giannis went out the way he did and just couldn't get themselves together. Middleton did fantastic, But everybody else was like, you know, kind of lackadaisical. They really weren't in the game the way they should have been. So it concerns me that the coach is, if the coach does not make the adjustments that he needs to make, because I promise you, you know, people sleep on the Heat all the time, and that's one thing you can't do. And I tell people this all the time. Everybody tries to act like the Heat, you know, isn't a threat, but dude, Jimmy Butler is a beast. And if you catch him on the right day at the right time, I can promise you everybody want to sit down.
Mm-hmm. You know, I agree with you. It's like they didn't play with a sense of urgency.
Right.
Maybe game one, you know, maybe just trying to wrap their head around the injury, what it was going to be, because it did look bad. But thank God, you know, that the MRI was clean. You know, one thing with the Heat, you say that people kind of take them lightly. I don't necessarily know of that, but I believe that the Heat fall into that light switch syndrome, meaning they think that they can just turn it on and come out and play, you know, Heat basketball. And they haven't been able to turn the light on. Well, they turned the light on, but it just doesn't seem that as, you know, they play with that intensity when they think their light is on.
Right.
You know, in game one, we saw that. Prime example, you know, in the play-in tournament. Let's be real. The Heat should have beaten the Hawks. You know, the Heat should actually be playing the Celtics right now. So whether that was on purpose, you know, they did it, I don't know. But the Heat have a tendency to, like I said, just kind of show up when they think they need to show up or when they want to show up, and that's how they ended up in, like I said, eighth seed. But, you know, one thing, Heat, like I said, once Butler turns it on, there's no turning it off. But can it carry
it
four games in a row?
Wes, the other thing that's kind of bothering me about this whole situation with the Heat is, okay, so Kevin Love was brought there for a reason. What is he doing? You led a team after LeBron left. You literally carried a team by yourself. So you come down here to Miami and do what? What, you tying your shoes? You fiddling your thumb? What you doing, dude? Can we play this game, please? We are in the playoffs. This is the thing that frustrates me about people who actually have the opportunity to be given a gift of, dude, it is the playoff. I'm talking about play for your life.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Kevin Love, it's like he needs a, you know, you said that toy that has a wine thing in the back, and you wind it up, and then as you wind it, then you know. Kevin Love is like that. He needs somebody to wind him up. But you've been in the league too long. And like I said, you played on a championship team. You're a champion, and you should know that the playoffs is a different beast. You need to come and bring it every night.
Exactly.
We'll see. I'm mistaken. I do apologize. Looks like the Milwaukee game comes on at 8. Must be 8:30 or 9 o'clock. So it's not on.
They come on at 9.
9, okay. All right. Yeah, I thought they came on at 8. All right. So with the Milwaukee Bucks and Miami Heat, so again, game two is tonight. Game three is Saturday in Miami. The series switches to Miami for games three and four. So that'll be Saturday and then Monday. And if necessary, game five will be next Wednesday back in Milwaukee for the subsequent games after that. So we'll see.
I need the Bucks to win this game tonight if they're going to have any chance. Especially with us not knowing how long Giannis is going to be out. They absolutely have to have this game tonight, because what you cannot do is go to Miami and be down two, because Miami feeds deeply off their home crowd. So they definitely cannot do that.
With all those white shirts and white towels and goodness, they get on my nerves. Them and the Baltimore Ravens and those two fan bases. But anyway, moving on. 347-826-7924. That is the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight. And I was going to ask, is this a must-win game for Milwaukee? And I totally agree. They cannot go down 0-2 heading back to Miami. So we'll see. We'll see how this one turns out for them. But again, good news for Giannis. a clean MRI, but he is out for tonight's game. All right, then we'll move to the Celtics and the Hawks. Celtics, they have taken games 1 and 2 convincingly, winning game 1, 112-99, game 2, 119-106. Jason Tatum, White, he has been playing just some solid ball for Boston. Jaylen Brown, he had 18 points. He got 7 of 14 from the field. Excuse me. Three rebounds, 2 assists. Young, Trae Young, 24 points. Bogdanovich, 18 points. Murray had 29 points, shot 7 of 13 from three-point range, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. Janelle, any excuse me, any comments on your Hawks?
Yeah, actually, I have a question for you. Did you not hear me when I told you that they were going to be at home with the rest of us? Did you not listen to me? I told you we're not going no further. Don't get me wrong, because you know I'm always going to support and love my Hawks, but they're not going nowhere. I am not delusional. I told you from the beginning when we were playing for the play-in and we beat the Heat, which we should not have. I told you it does make a difference. We can go to the first round. God forbid, I absolutely would know for a fact we would never make it to the second round. But it don't matter what round we make it to, we still gonna be sitting at home watching the game on TV.
Yeah, I was just kind of hoping that he would play, but we shall see. I want to go to the timeline here real quick, talking about the Bucks game. Nike says Giannis has some special African herbs, berries, and juices or something. Thought he would be out a while. He hyperextended his knee last year or the year before, and he was back quickly. You better say it, Nike, because my dad and I were talking about that the other day. We just knew that the series against the Hawks, when he went out and just knew he was going to be out and would not make it to the finals. And he, sure enough, baby, came back with those juices and berries. You better say it, Nike. That is funny. So Janelle, you're just not surprised at all with your Hawks. If they're not even putting up a...
No, because I told you they have not been cohesive in quite some time. They are not playing the way they have in the past that would possibly get them beyond this first round. Besides the fact, dude, they playing the Celtics. They're not going nowhere. They're not going nowhere. I told you, Jason Tatum has a point to prove, and not only that, Murray is giving him, what's his boy's name? White. White is giving Jason Tatum everything he needs on that court. You understand me? These boys are playing, and I told you, anytime you have Al Horford, you know, people sleep on him. He may not be the dynamic player that some of these other players are, but his leadership skills are phenomenal, because when he played with us, he was everything to this team. So I'm telling you, they are on a mission right now. They are on a mission.
Yeah. You know who Horford reminds me of? I think he's the modern-day Robert Horry. He just does whatever
yes.
they want him to do and does it just exceptionally.
Yes.
The cleanup man, the points man when you need him to be, defense. Yeah, I think he's this generation's Robert Horry.
I agree 100%. That's a perfect analogy.
Yeah.
That is a perfect analogy for him.
Totally love me some Horford, and I'm so glad that he's back with Boston too. You know, that little stint when he left. Hey Lou,
yeah.
Any thoughts on the Hawks and Celtics?
You said at the Celtics? What did you ask?
Yeah, the Hawks and the Celtics.
Oh, okay. No, I think that series, they're going to, you know, Boston's going to take it. I'm just glad that that the Hawks did make it to the playoffs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep hope alive, Janelle. Keep hope alive. Your team might do better than you think.
No, ma'am. Keeping hope alive would be Janelle being delusional about her team, and I am a realist. I love my Hawks, but they're not going nowhere. I can promise you that. I hope they have a good summer. That's what I hope. How about that? Yeah,
y'all know
that's
me,
what they're going
to believe
they,
when nobody
that's what they're doing.
Believe.
They're going to have an early vacation. They're going to be off on the beach or fishing, playing golf, doing whatever it is they do on off season real soon. Because they're about to get swept. I'm not playing about that.
Oh, goodness. Eric Taylor, thank you so much for tuning in. C. Green, I see you. Reginald Johnson, thank y'all for coming in on the show tonight. Leroy, thank y'all so much. And who else is Troy Norwood? Disclaimer, the girl went to the eye doctor today, and you know when they give you those drops to dilute your eyes. So if I miss to my head and not my heart or charge to my eyes, I'm doing the best that I can. It looks like I can see everyone here, but or if I'm squinting up at the camera, okay? So y'all just work with the girl tonight, all right? But so basically, Janelle is saying that the Hawks are pretty much just wasting everyone's time here, and the Celtics will go ahead and get through this in four games.
There you go.
Okay, then. All right. Fancy.
I got the dustpan in my hand right now. Go on and get to sweeping. I got the dustpan for you. Get to sweeping, and let's keep it moving.
I'm with you, though. These are the series, and this is, I think, when teams put when they are serious, because let's be real, you know, the Hawks, there really are no competition for, or they shouldn't be competition. Not to say that the Hawks can't make an interesting game, but the Celtics should be able to put the Hawks away in four games. And by seeing the injuries that have been transpiring so far in the first round, they should want to get through this round, you know, healthy as possible. So don't play around with
right.
it. Work Clark, do it expeditiously and get the sweep going. All right.
Right.
Shout out to Frederick in the house. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show tonight. Y'all make sure you share the show. Hey, share the show. All right. So Celtics, like I said, Celtics and Hawks, Celtics lead it 2-0. Game 3 will be Friday, and game 4 will be Sunday. They now come to Atlanta, the ATL. And if necessary, game 5 will be next Tuesday back in Boston. We'll definitely keep up with that series. All right, then moving on to the next one is the 76ers and the Nets. 76ers do lead this series 2-0. Now, the Nets, they have been putting up a good fight, but I think they've been playing with people's emotions as well. 76ers won game 1, 121-101, then game 2, 96-84. Maxey, 33 points. Joel Embiid, 20 points, 19 rebounds in game 2, along with 7 assists and 3 blocks. Harden, I think we're seeing playoff Harden again. He suits up. It's like, what's that song? Your mind is here with me, but your body's on the other side of town. Or your body's here with me and your mind is on the other side. Oh, well, you know how the song goes, y'all. But Harden, you see him out there. But it seems sometime for playoffs, he just disappears.
And we talk about that every single year, Tina. It is amazing that this boy can average during the regular season double digits and then come to the playoffs where you're supposed to put on your finest show and then average single digits. What are you doing? That is not – you're doing this in reverse, bro. You need to get your life together. What is happening?
And doing it consistently. Like I said, we talk about this every single season. What is the point of making it to the playoffs, Harden, if you're going to be have an APB put on you every year? I don't understand it. But, you know, he's playing with the soon-to-be-named MVP. Everyone's pretty much crowning Joel Embiid MVP this season. And Joel is doing his part. He's definitely carrying, carrying the team. But, again, Maxey. He shot very well in game 2, like the 33 points, 6 of 13 from three-point range. And for Brooklyn, they're holding their own. They're making it interesting. They come out real hot in the first half, and then it's just like, okay, we gave you all we got, and now we're just coast through the second half. But
TJ, we talked about this, though. We kind of figured, you know, this is when Brooklyn was going to show their hand, okay? So they did everything they could to actually make it to the playoffs without their key players, you know. So
right.
Now what happens? You're going to go out there and tie your shoes or, you know, you're going to play some ball. What are we doing? What you come here for if we're not getting ready to play some ball? That's the thing.
Right. It's like you have a stronghold on the number 6 seed, meaning you were doing good. Now, the East, we know that the East is not as, I don't want to say potent, but you know, it's easier to make it in the East. Let's just put it like that. But sixth seed, I mean, they didn't sneak in. You know, they weren't in the play-in game.
Right.
And they were doing very well throughout the regular season once, you know, they got rid of KD and Kyrie. So,
I don't know if you were shocked, but I was definitely stunned by that. The fact that you lost your two key players, your two main, you know, money makers, so to speak, your bread makers, and you guys still held your own. I mean, I was so proud of them. I couldn't believe it. But now you get to the big stage and this is what you do? Come on now. Let's show them what you're made of. Don't let them run all over you like that.
But then I guess, you know, when it is the playoffs, you know, those 1, 2, and 3 seeds, you're playing the best of the best. I mean, that's why they're the 1, 2, and 3 seeds. But, and like I said, Brooklyn, they're giving them a run for their money. In the first half, they just can't sustain it for, you know, the whole 4 quarters. But I don't know. There's no participation trophies in the NBA. I don't think they started that yet. Stop it now. 347-826-7924. That is the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight. Hello, Larise. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Hello, good evening, CSC. CSC. Not sure what it is. But thank you so much for tuning in to the show tonight. All right. So do we see this game going past 4, ladies? Do this will be a sweep as well?
You said my Philly?
Yeah, Philly in the net.
Yeah, it'll probably be a sweep. I don't think it's going to be 5 games. It'll be a sweep. Sweep.
What do you think, now?
Yeah, I think that I think they may get swept, honestly. I hate it for them. I really do, because they did a fantastic job during regular season holding their own. So if they could just pull one out, I would be satisfied. But if they don't get swept, all they're going to win is one game. But I really think they're going to get swept.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought that's what it stood for, Larise. Thank you. Central Standard Time. But I just wanted to make sure. All right. So she must be 7:37 where you are. All right. I definitely think it's going to be it. Again, if they are like Boston, you want to go ahead and get this series over with to, you know, hopefully keep everybody. You are who we think you are. You need to go ahead and take care of business. So we'll see, though. Let's see. Game 3 will be Thursday. Now this series moves to Brooklyn. Games 3 and 4. So game 3 is Thursday. Game 4 is Saturday. If they do need to come back to Philadelphia, game 5 would be Monday, April 24th. All right. But I think ladies agree that this will be a sweep. And one of the better matchups in the East, number 4 and number 5, Cavaliers and the Knicks. This series is tied. Knicks took care of business, taking away home court advantage, winning game 1, 101-97. But the Cavaliers said, oh, no, hold on. This is our house, and we will protect our house. And they gave a beatdown. I think they were up by as many as like 26, 27 points in this game. But they ended up winning 107-90. Mitchell only had 17 points, but he was a distributor in game 2. He was getting his teammates involved more than him getting all the points. But 17 points, he got 6 of 11 from the field, 2 rebounds, had 13 assists. Garland showed up, though, 32 points. He got 6 of 10 from three-point range, 10 of 11 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds, and 7 assists. For the Knicks, though, in garbage, I won't say garbage time, but the game was pretty much out of hand. It was like, I believe it was the last minute, and Randle went up for, I think it was a dunk or a layup, and kind of injured himself. So, again, Thibodeau, why would you have your key players in when you know that the game is pretty much over? Randle, 22 points. He shot 3 of 7 from three-point range with 8 rebounds. Brunson, 20 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. And Barrett, 14 points. He's got 6 of 7 from free throw line, 3 rebounds, and a steal. Dale, your thoughts on having Julius Randle in the game, you know, last 2-3 minutes of the game when you know it's a wrap. And your thoughts on this.
Okay. Let's start with that. with the fact that he kept him in the game, knowing that he, okay, how many times do we talk about the fact that when you notice that you have no chances of winning this game, sit your people down before they can be fresh for the next game. Don't do that. Don't. I mean, that is just common sense. I just don't understand what's happening. But what I am proud of is the fact that Cleveland stepped up and said, no, we're not getting ready to let you come up in here running nothing. I surely appreciate that because I got nervous after that first game. I'm like, yo, wait a minute, what's happening here? I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting for Cleveland to lose that first game at all. So I'm appreciative of the fact that they stepped up and won that won the second game. So now it's definitely going to make it interesting because I suspect that they're going to turn the fire on and take a game from New York because they're going to want to get home field advantage back.
Right. Exactly. Let's see. Frederick says, I just dropped in for a minute at the bar watching my Lakers. They're playing so sorry right now. You're surprised.
I know it.
Hope they'll turn around in the second half. Okay, now, you know, this is, you know, they play one game on, one game off. But, again, Memphis, with their backs against the wall, no Ja Morant, everybody should have known that they won't come out pretty much swinging. And as well as Rob Pelinka did in, you know, getting pieces together for the Lakers. LeBron is still 38, and AD is still, I can't wait to talk about that game. AD is 8. So, two games in a row. I don't know what you were expecting there. Hey, Lou, you want any thoughts on the Cleveland Cavaliers-New York Knicks series?
No, ma'am. No comment.
Okay. Any predictions on that one? Want to give any predictions?
Said it's, what is it? Two, it's 1-1 right now, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Is it two? Okay. It'll probably go seven games. I would say they'll probably go seven games.
Okay.
You don't think so? Okay. Seven.
Ask Janelle, and then I'm going to answer too. Janelle, what do you think?
To be honest with you, it's going to depend on if Cleveland can pull out this next game. If they can pull this next game out, I think that she's right. I think we may end up seeing the series go seven. But if they don't handle business and pick up at least one game in New York, it's going to be a wrap. It's going to be a wrap early.
Okay. I see this one going seven because I do see Cleveland taking one from New York. I think it'll be game three because, like I said, I think they're going to go in focused, knowing that they let one slip away, game one. So I think they're going to be focused. They feel like they're the better team. So I think they will take game three, and I do see this being, I think this is going to be probably the best one out of the East in the first round with what's going on with injuries and so forth. So, all right. Well, I tell you what, on that note, we will go ahead and
TJ. Did you say they were going to do it in three? Did you say they were going to do it in three?
No, seven.
Cavaliers are going to three.
Yeah, they're going to take game three. Yeah. All right. So with that, we're going to go ahead and jump into a quick break. And then on the outside of this, we will go to the west side of the playoffs and talk about the man, the myth, the instigator. All right, y'all, I'm so ready to talk about it. But right now, it is roll call time. Janelle, are you with me?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Aunt Lou, what say you?
Aunt Lou is here.
With
I didn't
Lou.
Rhyme on anything.
That's all right.
No. Aunt Lou is here. Have no fear.
Yeah, I was. It's a triple threat in the house. It is Aunt Lou. It is Janelle. It is TJ. LL42 with TJ. We'll be right back after the break.
Like green morning dew, I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
You're all I need.
Oh.
For real, girl, it's me in your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown, that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make more or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was sucking. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no fucking. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these dogs so we can live in a fat crib with thousands of kids. Word life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the f***ing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to f*** with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give. You my next. And your skin tone, 5 minutes alone, I'm already on the bone. Plus I love the fact you got a mind of your own. No need to shop around, you got the good at home. Even if I'm locked up north, you in the world, rocking 3/4 and 4/4, never showing your stuff off, boo. It be true, me for you, that's how it is. I can be your Noah, you can be my Wiz, then I can be your son. You can be my earth, resurrect the God through birth, best believe.
You're all that I need, I'll be there for you. If you keep it real with me, I'll keep it real with you. Loving your whole sleeves, it be in there, boo. On top of that, you got the good power with you. You're all that I need, I'll be there for you. If you keep it real with me, I'll keep it real with you. Loving your whole sleeves, it be in there, boo. On top of that, you got the good power with you.
It's no secret. Ladies love sports, too, with TJ.
Oh, yes, they do. 347-826-7924. That is the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight on LL Sports 2, the original pairing of Method Man and Mary J. Blige. We see them on Power of the New School. You know, they see them, now. I'm sorry, Janelle.
TJ, I just need to thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. I really needed that. Let me just say, that's back when rap was rap. You know what I mean, that's back when hip-hop makes sense. This foolishness that's going on right now is just out of control. Everybody want to sound like everybody else. Nobody want to make sense. I mean, that was back when the second you hit a first bar of the song, everybody in the club screaming. You hear me? Girl, oh my God.
Yes, indeed. These folks nowadays, they talking about everything that putting them in jail and then wonder why they on trial for their life.
Right, exactly.
They do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Girl, that was back when music was music. Help.
Yes, indeed. What? Method Man. Wu-Tang.
Still fine to death.
What? Look better now. Okay, talking about
yes.
Aging like a fine wine. Method Man.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Wait, can you walk into my Publix and let me just stand behind you? Oh, wait. I don't get too caught up in celebrities and all that, but I have a feeling if I saw Method Man in person, because Method's 50.
It's going to be
54.
A problem.
I don't see no ring. What? Method Man,
All right.
Okay, now, TJ, now let me just tell you, he is very married. Thank you very much.
Oh, ducky, ducky, quack, quack. Well.
Yes, ma'am. He has been married for many years, but you don't stop you from looking, though. My word.
That's right. God gave us the eyes to see. See, you're right. As long as he married, then that's see. I'll just look. In the words of stylistic, stop, look, and listen to what he got. Let's get back to this basketball here. All right, y'all. So now we have the West. This is the least series that I'm least interested in, put it like that. Nuggets and the Timberwolves. Nuggets, they lead this one 1-0. They play tonight. They pick up. They beat the Timberwolves 109-80. Like a wounded animal, you know, when a deer gets shot or something, or a cow, and then, you know, they just kind of lay there and just start moaning. I just need for the Nuggets to get rid of it. Just go ahead and take care of this series real quick. Any thoughts, or do y'all want to talk about the series at all later?
Oh, no, I'm in total agreement with you. Just put these people out of their misery so we can go on about our business, please.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. Ditto, ditto, ditto.
Yeah. Okay. That's wonderful. So let's carry on. All right. So let's get to it. Grizzlies, Lakers. They are on right now. I don't want to give away the score. So, yeah, I won't give away the score. But it's a good game. Now, I'll put it like this. No Ja Morant, seems like it's no problem. So it's halftime right now, and we'll see if the Memphis Grizzlies are able to keep up their momentum tonight. But Lakers, they took game one, 128-112. Hachimura, 29 points. He shot 11 of 14 from the field. Reeves, 23 points. Davis, 22 points. And James had 21 points. So all of the starters contributing to that, you know, to that win on Sunday night. What was it, Sunday? Yeah, Sunday night. But for Memphis, Jackson Jr., shout out to him. He is the defensive player of the year. 31 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 blocks. Bane, 22 points. Like I said, Ja Morant, he went out in the fourth quarter with a hand injury. He just fell awkwardly trying to give a charge against Anthony Davis. Sometimes you might not want to climb those type of trees, Ja. I know that he is high-flying. He's very acrobatic. But sometimes you might just want to take the scenic route and try to go around instead of going through. But
in his defense, and I agree with you 100%, but in his defense, you know, Anthony Davis, they hurt the wind blowing, he breaking something. So I can understand why he did it.
Yeah, I agree. Speaking of, what's going on, Chris? I see you in the house. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Speaking of Anthony Davis, now where did they do this at? So I believe it was the first quarter. I know it was the first half, but Anthony Davis went up, came down, and his arm looked like it was about to fall off. Looked like, you know, it just needed to be put back in the socket. He's leaning all down, you know, running off to the locker room. And then I'd be doggone if not 3 minutes later, he's back in the game. Less than 30 seconds later, he's doing a two-handed dunk. Now, what was going on with that? Ladies, did y'all see that play? Or the series of events, sequence of events there?
No, I did not see that.
Oh, okay. Hey, Lou, did you happen to get a chance to watch the first game, the Lakers and the Grizzlies?
No, I didn't. I didn't see those Lakers. I'm barely trying to watch my Clippers. You know, I'm trying to watch LeBron, the King James. I don't really care who wins that series.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, that sequence of events right there is just very puzzling to me. I mean, Anthony, it literally – now, I'm sure it sounds like or it looked like it was possibly a singer. So it's like he went up to do a layup, I believe it was, and then came down and, like I said, just holding his arm like it was just about to fall off. And then you go, oh, here we go. There goes Anthony Davis, first game of the series, and he's out. Goes back to the locker room, and then he comes back, and he's just fine. Plays the whole rest of the game. So I'm going to chalk it up to a singer, but – all this drama. Now, I'm going to need to, either Anthony wants to play ball or he wants to be in the movies or, you know, an actor. He cannot do both during the season. So we're going to need for you to pick one, Anthony. But again, he did put up 22 points. He shot 10 of 17 from the field, 12 rebounds, 3 steals, 7 blocks in game one. So he was definitely, he made his presence known. But again, Ja Morant,
out for tonight with a hand injury. They're not ruling him out for the series, but it's just a game time decision. And again, you just hate to see the box office players go down at any time, but really in the first round. First game of
right. The
playoffs, and, you know, here we have Giannis out, Hero out for Miami, and then John Morant. Because let's be real, when we watch Memphis, we're watching John Morant. Let's be real. So Janelle, any thoughts on can Memphis sustain? Can they make this a series and possibly, you know, win it? Or is this for the Lakers, like we were talking about, the Celtics and the 76ers, do they need to go ahead and take care of business and not play around with these boys? Because Memphis can make you pay.
Oh, no, this is getting ready to be a battle.
Mm-hmm.
John Morant or no John Morant, those boys, those young boys can play.
Mm-hmm.
They've showed that on numerous occasions when John Morant will be out of a game, and they still step up and do what they need to do. This him being out means absolutely nothing. They're getting ready to make a statement.
Okay. Because Memphis actually did very well in Ja's absence when he was going through his gun incident. They really kept it so that they could keep the number two seed. They didn't miss a beat and pull together and get through this. It's just a matter of, you know, what Lakers team will we see night in, you know, and night out is like tonight. I can't see the score, but I think it's heavily favoring Memphis. But
yes, ma'am, you would be correct.
Okay.
I'm not going to actually tell the score, but yes, yeah, it's definitely getting worse than what it was at halftime. So it's
right.
And the thing that's so frustrating about the Lakers is when they are on, they are on.
Mm-hmm.
They have at least four of their five players five starters that will turn it on at any given time, and they have been playing here of late very cohesively. So it's just one of those situations where, you know, did everybody get their Wheaties this morning? I mean, is somebody taking vitamins? What is happening? I just don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, there are a lot of people that have Lakers taking it all. You know, they think they have a good enough team to get through
the
West.
That's not going
to
happen.
And take, you know, and win the championship this year. I think the Nuggets have a lot to say about that. I think there's a few teams in the West that are going to have something to say about that. But like you said, you just never know who's going to show up, which team is going to show up for the L.A. Lakers. The one that, you know, offensively putting up points, defensively, you know, getting stops, AD staying healthy. LeBron, is he going to be the facilitator or is he going to take the game over? But it makes it for, you know, exciting series, I must admit. Because I know, Janelle, this is the series that you were definitely looking forward to later.
Because I'm telling you, the Grizzlies, here's the thing. I honestly believe that that the Grizzlies, they have a point. They have a point to make. So regardless of whether Morant is playing or not, I don't think that's going to make a difference because those boys are like, listen, you know, last year, you all tried to act like they, you know, ran all over us, and that's not it. I think that people don't give them enough credit because they are such a young team, you know, because they haven't been playing together as long as some of these other teams. But I promise you, these boys are on it. They have a point to prove, and the Lakers is going to be point number one. Please believe that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's setting up for some exciting basketball, that's for sure. Maybe not this game. I think this is going to be a very intriguing series here. So for Lakers and the Grizzlies, like I said, they're playing game two tonight. Game three will be Saturday. It moves to L.A. So games three and four, game three Saturday night. Game four will be Monday. And if needed, game five will be next Wednesday. The 26th back in Memphis. Right, let's keep on in the West. We got the Phoenix Suns going against Ain't Lose Clippers. Woo!
talk about a match up here. I think this series right here, there are certain series that I will be in front of the TV every time they come on. This is one of them, Phoenix and the Clippers, the Suns and the Clippers. This series is tied. Clippers took game one, 115-110 in the lineup. So shout out to the Clippers there. But the Suns, they came back roaring. They said, oh, no, this is what we do now. And we were at home beating the Clippers 123-109. Booker, 38 points. He shot 4 of 7 from three-point range, 9 assists. Durant, 25 points. He shot 10 of 19 from the field, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks. Craig, 17 points. He shot 5 of 8 from three-point range, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. For Kawhi Leonard, he is the engine that keeps that train running. 31 points, he shot 11 of 20 from the field, 8 rebounds. Westbrook, talk about a resurgence of a player. He was not offensively contributing in game one, but he was everywhere on that court defensively. He is the reason I hang that win on Russell Westbrook because of the defense that he played in game one. But game two, his offense was back, 28 points. He was 8 for 8 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 blocks. Powell, 12 points, and Gordon, 12 points. But Kawhi Leonard, hey, Lou, just talk about just how steady he is, just consistent Kawhi Leonard is.
How Kawhi is so consistent with the Clippers?
Yeah,
well, he has to be
a ball player.
Paul George is out, so, you know, he's got to step up to the plate. And what's the boy's name that's working with him now? He's trying to hold it down. But Kawhi's just focused. They got to get past round one. It's normally we don't make it past what round one. So, he's, you know, and then you're facing KD. Come on now.
Yeah.
So he has to be focused. And I think he's doing a great job so far.
Yeah, and not KD, too. Devin Booker is making it known. Listen,
I was
just
looking
at KD, but Devin Booker says Phoenix is me. I am Phoenix, and Phoenix is me. Go ahead,
Janelle. It takes more than one person to win the game, though. Y'all got to remember that. You got to play as a team. T-E-A-M.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's Kevin.
They don't listen.
Go ahead, Janelle.
No, I was just in total agreement with you. It's not just about Durant. You know, Booker been trying to make a point for quite some time because when it was just him and Chris Paul, everybody was trying to act like, oh, Booker wasn't this, he wasn't that. But Booker been holding it down for a minute. I think they have literally found the piece that they're going to need to get them over the hump because, you know, every year the Suns get so far and they can't get any farther. And I think Durant is going to be the perfect piece that's going to get them over that hump. I really do. Because between Chris Paul and Devin Booker and then, you know, every now and again, Aiden and Craig will show up and try and do what they're supposed to do. But now that Durant is there, oh, my God, it's getting ready to be. This right here is and we talked about that before the playoffs had even started, when we talked about who we were looking most forward to. And I told you this was going to be a battle. This right here, the Clippers and the Suns is definitely going to be a battle. And I'm loving it because to be able to watch Westbrook get back to what he was once before, it has been awesome. It has been fantastic. Yeah. And then with him playing and Kawhi is healthy, oh, my gosh. Girl, this is a series right here. This is a series.
It's a little disheartening. You can only imagine what they would look like with a healthy Paul George. It's like the Clippers. You know, it's just like that curl that just don't curl right. They just can't never seem to get all the pieces on the court at the same time.
Right.
But I am
right.
With Russell Westbrook playing the type of ball that he is, I mean, he looks like Russell from OKC days. And he's on a mission.
Yes.
He is on a mission for all the teams, especially the L.A. Lakers, who kind of turned their back on him. He is here to prove a point. Be like, no, I didn't go anywhere. You know, I just needed to be somewhere where they valued what I bring to the court.
Exactly.
But, yeah, the Clippers, oh my goodness, if they had Paul George, it would be so exciting. And shout out to Tyronn.
Girl, can you imagine?
I wish. I just wish we had the opportunity to see it, because they're saying that Paul George probably will not be back for this series. The Clippers would have to advance in order for Paul George to be able to make it back on the court. But shout out to Tyronn Lue for his strategy, because he has taken Aiden out of the game. Aiden stays in foul trouble. He has at least about four or five fouls before the fourth quarter even started, it seemed like. So DeAndre Ayton, he's kind of been a non-factor, but that, again, that's due to foul trouble. So shout out to Tyronn Lue for, I mean, he is, it really is. And just KD is KD. And Devin Booker is who we thought we were. And he's reminding us each and every game. Yeah, don't forget about me. But yeah, this series is going to go good. So ladies, your predictions on this series, now tied up 1-1, headed to L.A.?
Oh, it's going 7. You better believe it's going 7.
Okay, okay. Hey, Lou?
My prediction is that the Clippers will take it. And I'm hoping they don't go to game 7, because the longer they go, then it could be a chance that they could lose it. But I believe that they can take it. They will take it in maybe 5 or 6.
Okay.
No, I ain't going to be no 5. Wait a minute now.
Oh, you just need to be quiet.
this is the portion that has me always calling you delusional, because you somehow or another, you're trying to be supportive of your team, and then all of a sudden you want to jump off the bridge and think you can fly. No, ma'am. Ain't going to be no 5. I'm telling you right now, the Suns got something to say about some 5.
Six, baby. It'll be 6, but it won't be 7. Okay.
Well, we shall see. I have a feeling it'll go 7, and if it does go 7, I don't know if Phoenix can hold up to that pressure. They always seem to fold under pressure. But I don't know. This could be their year with KD. He is a champion, so he could bring that championship experience. But I would be worried for Phoenix if it does go 7.
Well, you know what they need to do is hit KD on his leg. What was he injured? Where was he injured?
Oh, you can't wrong for that.
I'm just saying they just need to tap that leg a little bit. That's all.
No. See, there
oh, my goodness.
Go.
Where is the sportsmanship now? Come on.
Girl, you don't stop.
If you beat a team, you want to beat them at full strength. No excuses. No asterisks. Give them to me full strength. Cause
I said just touch the leg and see if it's strong enough.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No sense in touching it. You ain't going to do nothing to it.
Oh, girl, be quiet. All right.
What's the purpose of touching it, okay? But 347-826-7924. That's the number to call and talk to the ladies. It is the Triple Threat in the house. A. Lou, Dale, and TJ. Now, let's talk about the series that if anybody is not watching the Kings and the Warriors, you are missing out on some phenomenal basketball. I hate to admit it, but I will put it on play. The Kings, I have not seen them play all season. The first time I saw them play was game 1, and I have been missing out on some good basketball. The Sacramento Kings are the truth. Shout out to Mike Brown for turning that organization around. Oh, my goodness. The Sacramento Kings, talk about young. We were talking about Memphis Grizzlies being a young team. Oh, no. These thoroughbreds, you have to take your Wheaties, your, what's that, energy five drinks that they have out there, Mountain Dew, coffee, whatever you need to get up for a 4 quarters of basketball. Oh, the Warriors, if they didn't know, now they know. Sacramento Kings are leading these 2-0, and they are winning convincingly. Convincingly. Now, don't get me wrong. There were opportunities for the Warriors to win both games, but I just think that speaks to the fortitude that Mike Brown has these players playing with. They are nice.
He definitely has done his thing with this team. And the thing that I'm loving most is the fact that it's not just the starters that's stepping up. It is the bench that is tearing it to shreds. Girl, this is I had no idea that the series was going to be as good as it is. I knew that they were going to give the Warriors a fight, but my word. And this is what the crazy thing about it is, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry and Wiggins are all doing what they do. They are all doing what they do every single time we get to the playoffs. Draymond Green is stepping. He is doing what he does. He is being Draymond Green. You know, he is always in double digits for assists when we're talking about being in the playoffs. But when I tell you that these boys, these young boys, is giving them a run for their money, girl, these doggone games right here are so good.
De'Aaron Fox, 24 points, shot 10 of 23 from the field. He only shot 2 of 10 from 3-point. But he is every – and talk about Energizer Bunny. Malik Monk, oh, my goodness. He only had 18 points, shot 3 of 7 from 3-point range in game 2. But just the I love how they play defense. They get so many points off of their defensive stops. They get
right.
The rebound. The ball is down at the other end in less than 1.2 seconds, whether it's a throw pass to a dunk or a layup. I mean, these boys are running. Sabonis, talk about the cleanup man. I just hope Sabonis can make it out of this round not being on a stretcher. I think he has to go to the hospital after every game.
You know what's so frustrating for me? I don't know if you remember last year when you asked me about them getting – about the Hawks getting rid of Herter, and I was so upset because he was such a key player
Red
for us. Thank you. This boy is at the Kings tearing up the house. You understand me? I'm still mad with the Hawks for that because he was a contributor. We're not talking about somebody who was just – you know, on the bench doing absolutely nothing. This boy was fire. I'm so, girl, to watch him do it for another team is so frustrating, but I'm so happy for him because he has exactly what he needs surrounding him right now and has a coach that has his back.
Yes, he does. Charles Barkley was talking about that last night. He was saying how the Atlanta Hawks, they should be kicking themselves for giving up.
They should.
They really should. I mean, but, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. And the Sacramento, he just is a perfect piece for that offense. Harrison Barnes, I forgot Harrison Barnes was still in the league. I saw him. I was like, really? He's still playing? But, again, just the pieces that have been put together. And then it is all under the umbrella of Mike Brown coming from that Golden State Warriors championship tree. Holding these players accountable. That's what De'Aaron Fox says, said on First Take. I'm sorry, not First Take, but inside the NBA. He was just saying, because they were asking, you know, what did Mike Brown bring to the organization? And De'Aaron said, accountability. You know, he holds all of us accountable from the top to the bottom. And you can tell. You can tell. This is a team. They play for each other. And they are exciting to watch. I think I have. I'm not switching, but for these playoffs, I am pulling for the Sacramento Kings. I just love to see these boys play, and this was the matchup that I was looking forward to. Even having never seen the Sacramento Kings play this season, but just from what I've heard, and the fact that they were the number 3 seed, whatever they were doing, it locked them into number 3. So they had to be doing something well. But the Sacramento is the truth, and then. See them light beam at the end of the game. I'm just telling you, if you're not watching this series, you're missing out. But let's go ahead and get to it, ladies. Draymond Green, once again. Now, I'm going to say I made a irrational decision. I came to an irrational decision when it first happened because I was just seeing that instance. I did see Sabonis grab his leg. And let's backtrack to game 1. Towards the end of game 1, there was a sequence. It was like less than a minute left in the game. Kings had momentum, and it looked like, from what I saw, that Draymond Green was holding Sabonis down, sitting on him, basically, not allowing him to get up. Well, after replay, it looked like Sabonis was the one in the wrong. He was pulling Draymond Green down. And it looks like from game 1 to game 2, that might be the strategy that Mike Brown has implemented to kind of neutralize Draymond Green, or at least get him rattled. Because they have been, it's been pretty much against the law what they've been doing to Draymond. I will admit that. But with that being said, oh, first off, ladies, do you know the play that I'm talking about that got Draymond Green ejected out of game two?
Yes.
Okay. Ain't Lou?
Yeah, you said what with Draymond? What did you ask me?
Do you know the play that I'm talking about, why he was ejected?
Oh, yeah, I saw that play. I don't think that it required that the severity that, you know, the punishment that they gave
him. Okay, hold that thought.
I'm sorry.
That's going to be the tease. So we're going to go ahead and jump to our last break. On the outside of this, it will be time for the baddest lady in the land when her pen hits that pad, and then we will talk about it. Draymond Green suspended one game, game three, inbounds or out of bounds. We'll talk about it right after the break. It is the triple threat in the house. Janelle A. Lou. Hey, we'll be right back after the break.
Game.
Oh, yeah. Troop. One of my all-time favorite groups. Spread My Wings. 347-826-7924. That is the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight on LL Sports 2. But as I said before the break, you know what the clock on the wall says. It is time for the baddest lady in the land when her pen hits that pad. Yes, it is time for Lucinda's lyrics. So, Miss Lucinda, what do you have on tap for us tonight?
Good evening, LL Sports 2. I have some exciting NBA news for you. The first round playoffs are here, and each team is playing without fear. The Clippers are tied with the Suns 1-1. Both teams are far from being done. In game two, Booker scored 38 points and Durant 25 to tie and keep this series alive. Kawhi scored 31 points and Westbrook added 28. However, the Suns still took it by playing great. They defeated them scoring 123-109, thus leaving the Clippers a little behind. Boston is leading their series 2-0 against the Atlantic Hawks, you know. In the third quarter, they were down by 20, but their chances to win were many. They were beaten down the court repeatedly, as Boston out-hustled them heatedly. Can you help me say D. White? This man was so aggressive and full of fight. The poor Bulls were eliminated by the Heat, 91-102 in a play-in game. The number 8 seed they could not claim. Butler scored 31 points and so did Struss, thus sending them home on the losing bus. DeRozan had 26 points and 9 assists. However, the overall team did not persist. TJ, y'all didn't even make it to the playoffs. Oh, well, maybe next year we'll pay off. It just makes me want to cough.
Baby, I lost you. Technically, we made it to the play-in. You know, we got our foot wet, but we just drowned.
Play off and play-in are two different things, girl.
Yeah, you're right. I tried. Awesome job, though, Lou. Awesome job. All right, ladies. 347-826-7924. Larice says, don't be teased. I had to tease y'all, but we're going to come back and talk about it now. Draymond Green suspended one game for his antics of not just stepping on or he stomped on Sabonis' step. Let's just call it what it was. So, ladies, I'm going to give the floor to you. Hey, Lou, go ahead now. You pick up where you were. Draymond being suspended for one game, inbounds or out of bounds. Do you agree with the suspension?
No, they didn't have to suspend the man because both of them, I mean, I guess the other guy started it, right? But, you know, they got to have a this is part of the rig and the fakeness and the phoniness in the NBA and the NFL. Let me stop. I'm losing it. I don't think it was necessary. I just think that they could have, you know, fined him just like they fined the other guy.
Okay. Just as a caveat.
You know that Stephen A. Smith, he's not happy about it at all.
Yeah, I did hear his take on it this morning. Now, just as a caveat, though, Sabonis, he does have a bruised sternum, and he's questionable for game three as well.
You talking about the guy?
Yes, Sabonis, the one he stomped.
Oh, so his feet were deadly weapons, huh? Oh,
yes.
No. That kind of changes, you know. One game, I guess that's fine, but the Warriors might not make it, you know, without Draymond.
Okay.
And that's
well,
my concern.
You know what? I do apologize. I meant to read the statement to from
Joe Dumars. He's the NBA Executive Vice President and Head of Basketball Operations. He spoke in regards to the suspension and how they came to the conclusion of the one game. He says, I quote, here's what it came down to. Excessive and over-the-top actions, conduct detrimental, and a repeat offender. That's what separates this where you end up with a suspension. In regards to the gravity of circumstances, you know, surrounding the decision, we are in the playoffs. The Warriors are trailing 2-0, you know, in this series. Dumars went on to say, you know what the situation is, but you have to set that aside and look at the facts in front of you. Repeat offender weighs as heavy as anything. Let's see. And then in regards to Green's behavior after the play where he was kind of antagonizing the crowd and you know, doing all that, Dumars ended with, quote, that was some extra on to it that – I'm sorry. That was some extra on to it that he didn't need to do, end quote.
Draymond is dramatic, and, you know, he's going to be Draymond. And he gets paid for that. So I guess the suspension, I would say that it was warranted, especially if the guy was injured, you know what I mean? But Draymond, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Okay. Janelle, your thoughts, inbounds or out of bounds?
Definitely inbounds. Here's the problem. Draymond has to realize that he's going to be a product of people trying to make an example of him because he already has a reputation. So he should have known to control himself. And on top of that, you can't really just be stumping on people like that. That's the thing. Although, yes, He was antagonized. I will definitely give him that. But you have to realize that we are in a situation where every second you can be on the court with your team makes a huge difference. So you've got to learn to control that. Mm-hmm. I feel like by now he should know. He's always going to be a target because he's always doing stuff. And people are going to do everything that they can to try and get him caught without, you know, showing what they're actually doing to antagonize him. But, yeah, I think it was warranted because you can't really just be doing stuff like that to people. Granted, like I said, I do realize that he was antagonized, but I feel like it was still wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 347-826-7924, that is the number to call to talk to the ladies. Y'all hit us up on the timeline. Let us know what you think about this one-game suspension for Draymond Green. Like I said, I thought that it was Draymond that was instigating in game one, where he was actually sitting on the player and not allowing him to get up because it was the end of the game. So when I found out that that it was Sabonis, the fact that Monk was holding his ankle in game one as well, and, yes, you clearly see Sabonis grabbing his at his ankle right before this instance. Shaquille O'Neal on Inside the NBA, he was saying, you know, he's not going to be a hypocrite. He was saying that he would probably have done the same thing. I don't know about that. With Shaq being 7'3" and 300-some pounds, I would hope he would have sense enough not to step on a man's chest like that. But I digress. Saying I don't know if he was just being facetious with that or if he really feels like that. With you feeling maybe that the referees are not looking out for you, whether they look out for other players, which if they are not, it's probably due to your past behavior. So then that question comes into play, should he be punished based on past behavior, or should it just be this isolated incident? And ladies, I do want to pose the question to you. Do you have a problem that they are taking into consideration, you know, his past history? But before I turn it back over, I have absolutely no problem with the one-game suspension. I think it is warranted, and I think that his retaliation was totally out of bounds. You do not stomp on a man to get your point across. Could he have stepped over? I mean, he stepped over plenty of people. He did it to LeBron. And, I mean, it was with force, too. It looked like he kind of double-tapped him. that was just totally out of bounds. Maybe what you want to do is the next time you go down the court, maybe you want to pull him down, hold his ankle. Maybe you want to do a tackle move on him like they do in football. You know, he gets a rebound, and maybe you lead with your shoulder and push him out. I don't know exactly what retaliation would have been acceptable because we are talking about Draymond Green here. But to stomp on a man's chest because you are frustrated, knowing the league is on you, watching you, you do not get the benefit of the doubt in anything you do. And then to be antagonistic to the fans afterwards. I'm going to tell you who I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in his teammates. Because after he did it, and you know, he's running down the line, high-fiving, and it looked like some of the players were like, I don't know about that, but they kind of put their hand out to give him a high five. But if you are in agreement with that, or if you are in support of that type of behavior, I'm looking at you a little bit sideways too. No matter what is happening on the court, you just don't stomp on a man's chest. And like I said, he had to do x-rays and so forth, and they are saying that he has a bruised sternum. They're saying that he's questionable for game three. Do I think he will play? I absolutely think he will play Sabonis. I think he will be playing in game three. They're probably going to shoot him up with steroids and everything they can find, and that boy will be out there. But you never know. And especially what we went through in football this past season, you don't know what could happen by stepping on a man's chest, Draymond. You just don't do that. So with that being said, like I said, ladies, do you have a problem that the league did take into consideration past behavior in coming to the one-game suspension? Janelle, we'll have you kick that off.
I'm kind of torn about that.
Mm-hmm.
Only because you shouldn't take a player's past history into account when you're making a decision about something that they're doing. But in the case with Draymond, he knows better. It doesn't matter what he does. He's never going to get the benefit of the doubt. He's always going to get the harshest punishment because he's Draymond. I mean, everybody knows that he likes to antagonize and work people's nerves, and, you know, and he does things that are always questionable. I mean, we know that. So he just, but I have a problem with, if it were any other player, I would have a problem with them using their past actions. With Draymond, it's kind of questionable. You can, in this situation, the guy was being antagonized. I'm not saying that it's okay that he did what he did, but can you just look at the situation for what it is? Look at both sides of it. Don't just look at one side, because he was being picked on in this case. That's the thing. I just don't agree with this whole let's look at the past actions and then punish him from that. I just don't, because that's like, please forgive me for what I'm about to say, Tina, because this is getting ready to go the wrong way, I can tell you right now. But that's just like them sending OJ to jail for stealing his own memorabilia for as long as they put him in jail, when they know they was really punishing him because he killed two people and put him in jail for that long. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Right. But, you know, on the flip side of that, OJ got away with it. Now, how many times do you think you're going to keep getting away with stuff? You know, it's like you keep poking the bear. You keep poking it. Now, eventually, you know, those jail cells are going to blink. We all know what that was. You know, you should not go to trouble because you're trying to get your paraphernalia back. I mean, there's some jerseys and some trophies and all that. Don't nobody really care about OJ stuff. But, OJ, you kept on. And, Draymond, you keep going. Hey, Lou, your thoughts on them taking in his past behavior into consideration?
I just wanted to say with Draymond, with the guy instigating, they really could have suspended both of them. You know what I mean? Because, you know, with him instigating it, I mean, Draymond might have hurt him a little worse than he did Draymond. But, Draymond is dark skinned, you know, so maybe he had to pay for for being black. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud.
I can't agree with you on that one, Aunt Lou, because it's Rodman,
yeah, she
same
that
way.
One out of left field, for real.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't put a racial connotation on this. Draymond is just he's over.
He is a nuisance.
Who cares?
Yeah, he's overboard in his antics. And now it's just like I said, to the point where he's starting to get physical with it, where you could potentially, you know, you could injure somebody past basketball. I do want to read these comments. Nike said, after the head, the chest is probably the most dangerous area to stomp someone. I probably would have reacted, but not stomping him in the chest. If I did, I would expect to be suspended. Jordan Poole was too scared to say anything. He didn't want to get punched. You're probably right about that, though, Nike. Jordan Poole was the last one that's probably going to confront Draymond Green. I don't know. I don't have a problem with suspension, though. I really don't. And you know, Janelle, to your point, you have to understand how important you are to the team. You have to understand that I am going to defend you. You know, you have to understand you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt, Draymond. So why continue to put you? They're baiting you. You know that they're baiting you. So you're just going to fall into their hands? I don't know. Seems like you should be able to be smarter than that if you know what's coming. And if this is just and also this is Draymond's MO, so you can give it out, but you can't take it.
Right.
We know Draymond has instigated plenty of playoff games. But now all of a sudden, since the tables are turned on you, you know, now you want to go to stomping people in tip. You know, what if LeBron would have done that to you when you stepped over the man and you know, put yourself all up in it, you know? Yeah, it's just another thing that I don't particularly care for Draymond for. But ladies, is it time? Because, you know, Draymond is going to be up for renewal extension, contract extension. Is this something that maybe the Golden State Warriors need to kind of take into consideration? And, you know, could this be a parting of the ways with Draymond Green? Do you think that they should consider that? Or is his talent, you know, does his talent outweigh all these antics and, you know, they do win with Draymond? Aunt Lou, your thoughts on that?
No, I don't have anything to say on that.
I do.
Okay. Aunt Lou, I don't know who your cheerleader is right there tonight.
That's Robert. Robert Williams. He's all of them. Who has played sports on this phone line? I just want to know.
Oh, I played basketball back in high school. I didn't play that long. I ran track and I was cheerleader. So,
you just go
and
I
played sports too. I actually don't judge me either. I actually played basketball, ran track, and was on the football team until I was in the 11th grade.
Oh, well,
how can y'all play basketball? How can y'all play basketball and shoot when Aunt Lou couldn't even? I had a problem dribbling the ball. Every time I dribble the ball, I had to keep looking at it. But,
I grew up with brothers, and my father didn't believe in me not doing things just because I was a girl. He said anything my brothers did that I could do too. So,
well,
I know that's right.
Great.
I don't know.
Well,
that's
I didn't play basketball, but I played. Softball, tennis, and volleyball. Those are mine. And I ran track.
Yeah. But everybody knows that you don't have to have played sports in order to, you know, commentate on sports. A lot of people.
All right, DJ.
But 347-826-7924, that is the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight. The Triple Threat in the house, Aunt Lou, Janelle, and DJ. So we'll see. We'll see how the you know, how the Warriors fare. They cannot go down 3-0 though. I don't see them losing game 3. And then we definitely with Draymond coming back in game 4, I think that, you know, it's going to be a lot to prove. But ladies, how do you
TJ,
see this series?
I will answer the question that you asked. The Warriors looking at this whole situation with Draymond and his contract, I don't think it's going to have any bearing, because if it did, then they wouldn't have renewed his last contract, because he's always been like this. And that that literally, when you talk to Steve Kerr, he says that is the that's the thing that they have him for. That's what they need him for.
Yeah, but you got to be on the court though in the most crucial games, Draymond. You keep getting suspended at that wrong time. But he plays the part. That's for sure. He definitely plays his part. But ladies, how many games y'all see this?
You tell me how many games that we see with
the Warriors
with,
and the Kings.
Who? Oh well, I would hope it goes seven for the sake of the Warriors winning it. But the Kings might try to pull it off in five, maybe no, or six maybe. But I hope the Warriors win it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping hope alive, Janelle.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. But see, in this case, it makes sense for you to keep hope alive. Sometimes you keep hope alive when there's no reason to be hoping. I'm just saying. I would be in agreement. If the Warriors can pull out this next game, then I think that the battle will ensue. But if they go down three, oh yeah, this is gonna be a wrap.
Yeah. I see the Warriors at least if they lose game three and go down 3-0, I can see them still pulling out two. Well, I don't know. They do not play good on the road. I don't know. I want the series to go seven though. I really do. I just want to see some good basketball. But I'm pulling for
right.
the team. I really am. I would like for the world champ to go down in the first round. Just once again, so that they can stop being compared to, you know, my 94.
You are vicious. TJ, you are vicious.
I am. I'm honest to the core. 347-826-7924. Y'all, real quick before we get out of here, did you hear about E-40 being escorted out of the Kings Arena?
Oh, my goodness, yes. What was that about?
They tell him where he could go. Tell him where to go. E-40. Get put out of the arena.
Tita, you are so out of control sometimes, I promise you.
How do you escort E-40 out of the arena? Everybody knows that E-40 is, if not the biggest Warriors fan, he's in the top two. He said that he politely waited to the fourth quarter. He said he was being harassed and heckled the whole game. Disrespectfully at that. But he said, you know, in the fourth quarter, he finally turned around. He addressed the heckler, happened to be a white woman. And shortly after that, the King security approached him, thinking that he was the instigator. The problem that I have is nobody stood up for him. I understand he's in the King's arena. But somebody, I think, should have stood up for him to say, listen, this, you know, these fans have been going back and forth. But they're saying that they were heckling him and getting on him because he was standing up pretty much the majority of the game, and he was blocking, you know, the vision of the people behind him. I don't know. Ladies, y'all want to comment on that real quick? Whoever wants to comment.
Foldy water.
No,
okay. Janelle?
I think that somebody should have stood up for him. I mean, if the fact that he was being heckled for the whole game, and then he finally decided to stand up for himself, and nobody bothered to say anything. I mean, so this is what we're doing? Come on, guys. This is, you guys got to do better. This is just ridiculous.
Yeah. A figure like that to E-40, like I said, everybody knows E-40, he represents the Bay, whether it's the Warriors, 49ers,
exactly.
Giants, you know, he is the Bay
but
Area.
He is the Warrior fan. He is,
yeah.
I don't know another Warrior fan that's as strong with his team as he is. That he is. Worse than Miss Lucinda with her Clippers, I'm telling you. Everybody, and you're right, everybody knows that. Everybody knows that E-40 is the Warrior. He is not a Warriors fan. He is the Warriors fan.
Yeah, I'm talking about theme songs, you know, personalized gear. Yeah, E-40
right.
is. So yeah, it's and like I said, he's been to countless games. You can't tell me that he doesn't know how to act or how appropriate etiquette. At a basketball game, So having him stand up and, you know, and then like the security claiming that they told him prior, you know, that there were complaints and he didn't comply, and then that's why they escorted him out. I don't know if I believe that. But he is adamant, so he wants that. He wants the Sacramento Kings to review the footage tape. He wants them to interview people around them. He wants them to get to the bottom of that. And he wants some punishment, you know, for those fans as well. And I can't blame him. I can't blame him. So we'll have to see what happens with old E-40. They done told him where to go. He said, I'm going to tell you. I'll be back. All right. And on that note, this is the show. We didn't get a chance to talk about the DeMar Hamlin story, but we would definitely dive into that.
DeMar Hamlin, you did not say anything about the Eagles and this contract extension with Hurst either, ma'am.
Oh, I know. We didn't get to it because I didn't want to just like kind of like not because that leads into Lamar Jackson. So fortunately. And then it's going to be after the draft, too. So I think all that's going to tie you together. So it'll just carry over till, like, we will not have a show next Wednesday, but May 3rd, we will be back to discuss this and so much more. But real quick, Janelle, how you liking your Braves? How your Braves doing?
Oh, my God. Go Braves, go Braves, go. They are doing phenomenal. Do you understand? We have won 8 in a row. We are killing it right now.
Got what 106 some games to go. Stop it now.
I know it, but you don't even understand. When we start off strong, we usually end strong. You know my Braves excited. You know I get just as excited for baseball as I do for football. Well,
yeah.
Almost. But still, as you know how much I love my Braves. I'm so excited right now.
I do. That's what I said. I gotta check in where to see how they doing. All right, ladies. Well, that's a wrap. So it's time for our shout outs. And Janelle, you're up.
I'm gonna make this short and sweet. I'm gonna miss you, ladies, next week. But I love you both so much, TJ. You know, you stay in my prayer. Girl, I'm so excited. I've been looking at the pictures and stuff that you guys have been posting, and I love it when you get a chance to be in your element. It is absolutely awesome, and it is absolutely phenomenal because it gives those of us who are trying to figure out how to follow our dreams the guidance that we need to do it. So thank you, and congratulations, and please give your mom a hug and tell her how much I love her too.
Definitely will. Right back at you. Right back at you, Janelle. I love you. Hey, Lou.
TJ, do you have a filter on your mic?
What do you mean, a filter? I'm not sure what you mean.
It sounds like sometimes you sound deep, and then other times you sound like yourself. So that's what I was wondering.
I just have y'all on.
My shout out. Oh, you have us on speaker. Okay, Miss Terry, wherever you are, please come back home. You better come back home where you belong. We miss you. We love you. Come on back, as Janelle needs you. Janelle, I just want to tell you that I love you, and I thank God for you just being there to support TJ, even though you don't support me. And, call me names and everything, but I still love you.
My goodness, that is so not true. You know I support you. You know how much I love you. But sometimes you just need to be, I need to get the fishing reel and reel you back in sometimes because you be out there.
Okay.
The same woman they call. Okay, go ahead, Angela.
It's the same woman they call what?
They're all kind of names, but it's okay. Right.
I know it.
I don't remember calling her name. You know, just
you called her a help one time,
ain't look. What? You holding it against
TJ.
Me? A cow is
get
a help. What are y'all talking about? okay. Okay. But I apologize, and I haven't said it again. I want to give a shout out. Okay, thank you. On the 27th of this month, it will be your Uncle Darius's birthday. He will be 65. No, I'm sorry, the 28th. He will be 65 on 28. Happy birthday, Darius, because by the time we come back, it'll be over. Then Michelle, your niece, has a birthday on the 27th. She'll be 59. God, you guys are old. And then April, she's going to be 35. on the 27th. So I want to give a shout out to all my to my two nieces and my older brother. I love you guys. TJ, I just want to say to you, wonderful show tonight, baby doll. I had Robert is there with me. Let's go woohoo. Come on, Robert. Woohoo. You did a great job. Love you so much. If I was acting up, charge it to Robert and charge it to my head. Okay. But I just want to say.
Yeah, because you ain't heard me yet.
Tell Robert whenever he's ready to come out the saddle and come up to the front. You know, we ready. Not tonight, but maybe
uh-oh,
one night.
Oh, Lord. Invitation.
You get a load of me.
He said you're going to kick him off the show. But next time you come back, he'll be on. But I just want to say I love you so much, baby doll. You're doing an excellent job. Keep on doing what you're doing. I'm so proud of you meeting new people and stuff. And I hope someone is listening tonight because we need her to be syndicated, and it's happening. Okay? But I just want to tell you that I love you. And Denise. My big sister, I love you as well. Keep on supporting your daughter. And all those supporters in LL Sports, too, laying out there. Love you all.
Yes, definitely. And I love you right back, St. Lou. All right. All right, ladies. So, like I said, we'll be back May 3rd. So until we meet again, God willing, y'all stay blessed. All right? Love you.
Love you right back. Bye, ladies.
All right. 347-8-
Love you all. Goodbye.
That is the number to call to talk to the ladies tonight on LL Sports 2. All right, so let's see. Wednesday Wikipedia. What happened in the world of sports on April the 19th? I'm glad you asked. 1960, baseball uniforms began displaying players' names on their backs. So that happened in 1960. In 1988, the Philadelphia 76ers, they retired Julius Irving's number 6 before a home game. A Dr. J statue was also unveiled. So, you know, if you're going to give anybody a statue, it's got to be the doctor. And 1992, Michael Jordan, he won his 6th consecutive NBA scoring title with an average of 30.1 points. Medium. Of course, a great big shout-out to everybody who tuned in. As I always say, share the show, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all share the show, okay? Whether you listen 2 minutes, 20 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, we thank you, we love you, we appreciate your support. And again, all right. Birthdays today, Ashley Judd turns 56. Maria Sharapova turns 37. Shaquille O'Neal's, I think it's his oldest son, turns 21, the big 21. Candace Parker turns 38. Good night. I think he's still locked up. He turns 59. Kate Hudson turns 45. And Troy Polamalu turns 43. All right. Great big shout-out to Marlon of Silicon Valley. Shout-out to Ronbo of Ronbo Sports. Shout out to the Chambers brothers, Marvin and Harold Chambers. Thank y'all for all of your love and support. Great big shout out to the Chop Shop, Robert Hatter, Jim Hicks, and sometimes Chris Walker, men out of Texas doing phenomenal things. All right. Make sure you catch them 12 to 2 Central Time at Chop Shop. All right. Let's see. Shout out to, shout out to the birthdays, my cousins and my uncle. Shout out to you, Rashad. Celebrating your birthday on last Saturday, my grandmother. And, of course, great big shout-out to my daddy, Lawrence Jackson, to my brother, D'Angelo Jackson. Thank you for all of your love and support. And, of course, last but by no means least, to my mom, Miss Denise Green, down like both flat tires. I love you, Essie. Thank you for all that you do for me, for my brother, D. Unconditional love and support. Don't know what I'd do without you. All right? So that is going to do it for the show tonight. As I said, we will be back May the 3rd. All right, no show next week. We'll be back May 3rd. So that leaves us time for only one more thing. That is TJ's motivational moment tonight. Man, you know me. I always got to, you know, talk about what's on my heart. And tonight is going to be kind of impromptu. But I don't know if you all have heard. If you're on social media, you cannot have missed it. The passing of two young souls. That's actually why I played Spread My Wings tonight. You know, when young people are killed or murdered, you know, it's just sad. But it's just a little bit harder. And this was two young, thriving, just had the world ahead of them. 18-year-old Samuel Brown and 17-year-old Madison Sims. They were killed in a car accident leaving prom. It was their prom night in Alabama. They had attended their prom, Paul W. Bryant High School prom at Tuscaloosa River Market. This was early Saturday morning on April the 15th. Madison Sims, she was behind the wheel of a 2022 white Tesla. Brown was the passenger. They also had two female teenagers that were in the back seat. One of the teenagers was taken to the hospital in critical condition. She is doing, she's still stable but critical, and then another teenager actually was released, minor injuries. But around 1:50 a.m. their local time, Madison Sims crashed into a semi-truck, reportedly pinning their vehicle under the truck's trailer. Again, you know, anytime you lose young people, it's devastating, whether it's by car accident, whether it's by shootings. You just never want to see our young people taken from us so young. But this one, like I said, it just hit a little bit differently. You know, we don't know the particulars. We don't know the specifics, but and maybe because of social media, you know, they were having videos. They were showing videos, pictures of them at their parents' home getting ready with their friends, you know, just showing Madison walking behind Samuel, going to the car, pictures of them sitting in the car, pictures of them at prom, and you just got to see a whole glimpse of their night that night, and then to know that now they're gone. They're no longer with us. Samuel was driving at the time, you know, when they were capturing all these moments. So to know that Madison was behind the wheel, you know, you just wonder, were they trying to be responsible? You know, was it the fact that maybe he had some drinks and now, you know, she's like, okay, baby, you know, I got you. I'm going to take care of it. And, you know, I'm going to make sure that we get home. We don't know, you know, we don't know the particulars. And as we never know the when, you know, the day, the hour, or the time when it will be our last time on this earth. But it's just, I have to, and we can't ask why. We never question, or we're not supposed to question God's timing, why he does what he does. But if it's nothing else, it's just a reminder that we must live every day to the fullest. We must take advantage of every opportunity that we're given. But most importantly, we have to garner, we have to hold tight those that we love. We have to cherish those moments. We cannot continue to take this time for granted. Let's make sure that we give the parents, the aunties, the uncles, the cousins, the siblings, the loved ones, the friends of those who have now lost two shining bright souls. They were high school athletes. He was a football player. She was a track star. Again, had their whole lives ahead of them. And now, to be no more. Hug your loved ones a little bit tighter, y'all. Tell them that you love them. And we have got to stop taking life for granted. Live your life to the fullest. And again, tomorrow is not promised to any of us. I'm TJ. And that's my motivational moment. Until next time, be good to others, be good to yourselves, and most importantly, y'all be blessed.